radar.
I'm KN4 TFW.
TFW, N0TR. Good morning, and I'm not on the top of my game this morning. Is that Daniel?
You want to try again, or you want me to tell you?
I'll go for it, you tell me.
Yeah, this is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
That's Ken, good morning. Oh, looks like, let me turn this radio down. A couple of kayaks in front of us going out to have fun here on Lake Cunningham. How's your day?
Good. We're headed over to my wife's aunt's house over here in Powdersville right now to drop off some supplies for her mom's 80th birthday in a couple of weeks.
We're just passing the tiny Lake Walk community here, if you know where that's at. We're just going down to Harbor Freight and get some of them quality tools.
I hear you. Not getting something to work on an antenna or a radio?
This is N0TR. No, I just finished one, Ken. I put up a 160-meter vertical with a counterpoise on it, a folded counterpoise, and it seems to be working really well. I had a real nice chat on the other night on sideband, and I don't really use sideband that often, but I use CW. But Chad Gamoran gave me a hand, and we got her done.
My thought about, I don't do CW yet, I haven't learned it, but, you know, I do a lot of sideband. I didn't know how much sideband it was on 160.
There wasn't much at all, and usually in the summertime there isn't, from what I've been told, and I kind of concur with that. I haven't seen any CW there recently, unless you want to stay up after midnight. Rusty said he heard some the other day, just one or two, but it was too weak to get back to. That's the only band I don't have DXCC on, so I kind of wanted to get something up different to try. But it's extremely noisy in the summertime, Ken, so it could have waited until fall, but I wanted to get it up before it started getting really, really hot. And now it's getting really, really hot.
But next week's supposed to be a real scorcher, and that you need to take care and not be out in it.
That goes for anybody, even in good health. I don't want no part of it. I got congestive heart failure, and it just doesn't mix well, neither does real cold, but it just ticks me off because we got a nice garden, and Bernice has done most of it, and I like to get out there with her. She went out this morning early and worked on the garden, and we got lots of tomato plants. I don't know what we're going to do with all the tomatoes. And cucumbers are going real good. Gasoline, $4.49. Thank you, Joe. And at any rate, it's bad when you got to stay inside. It makes old folks hurt worse. The more you sit, the more you hurt.
And Miss Bernice riding with you?
Morning, Ken. Yes, I am.
Good morning. I figured you usually were riding with him. I didn't want to leave you out.
Yeah, we're going down to get a steamer. I have an evaporator that, oh, wow, here's a guy on the side of the road. And there's no road here. I feel sorry for that fella. We got by him. Oh, that's just a death wish out here on 101. We got an evaporator, though, on the refrigerator that freezes up pretty regularly. They've replaced both fans in there, and that was Bernice sneezing. And they just can't seem to solve the problem. He said if they have to come back, they'll put two little strip heaters on it, on the evaporator the other day, and it seems to be going okay, but it usually will for a couple of months, and then it craps out. And every time he come, he took a little steam cleaner that he said he got from Harbor Freight and melted the ice. You got to be careful if you use a hair dryer or a heat gun because you'll melt plastic. So this can be used, for other things, like cleaning around the bathroom sinks and things like that, and the stove. So I think I'm going to get one if they got one in stock. It says they do, but you know how that is.
November 4, Charlie Oscar.
November 4.
All right. Is that a Samsung refrigerator by chance?
They're all bad. My name's Tom, and I'm talking to Ken. So the repairman tells us, no, we had a Samsung, and the plastic shelves and that broke in it quite often, so we bought a Life's Good LG, and an expensive one, but it's a real pain. Go ahead, sir.
Lee Mack on whiskey. I had a Samsung that had a lot of problems with the evaporator freezing, and I had found a fix for it, and I was just going to pass that on, but thanks for letting me interrupt. November 4, Charlie Oscar.
Well, thank you, Lou. What was the fix on yours?
To extend a little metal strip down into the drain tube. It didn't go down into the drain tube far enough when it heated to unfoil the water that would collect in there, and it would back up into the evaporator.
Thanks for that information, Lou. No, I was just trying to negotiate a corner here. I appreciate it, and good morning to you, sir. I hope you have a nice day. This is NZTR. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, we're fixing to pull into our destination, so I'm going to say 73 to you, Miss Bernice. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day, and hopefully I can catch you later. KN4 TSW.
KW, same to you, Ken, and sorry I didn't recognize you, but you're in the early crowd, and I'm retarded, or retired, a little of both. Anyways, have a blessed day. It's Sunday, and a real nice day of rest, especially if you stay inside in the air conditioning. KM4 TFW and 0TR Clerk.